Welcome everybody to the Western Uinta Basin, Western Uinta Basin Mosquito Abatement District Board Meeting for April 19th, 16th, 2025.
Minutes?
Minutes, please.
Minutes. Gateway read the minutes from regular board meeting. Motion for approved minutes by Alan Haslam, seconded by Dustin White. Motion approved by all those present. Discussion and consideration of payables for the month of March 2025. Motion to pay the bills as presented was made by Connie Swett, seconded by Glenn Jensen. Motion approved by all present. Financial statement for the month of March 2025. Motion to accept the financial statement as presented was made by Tracy Killian, seconded by Al Haslam. Motion approved by all present. New business for the board. Director Wade stated he is still looking for hiring 4 to 6 seasonal employees in the spring. If they pass the pesticide exam, he will give them $2 raise. Gerald is back working. They are getting all equipment ready to go. The new side by side will be here at the end of the month. Chemicals have been ordered. We do have some left from last year to get started. And I think the last of the chemicals come today, so. Anyway, I'll give you an update on the side by side. It's kind of a touchy subject because he told me 8 months ago when he ordered them, he'd have them within 2 or 3 months. I went over there on the 1st of March. Oh, they'll be here another 2 or 3 weeks. Called him again, they'll be here next week. What happened when he called me, when I called him the first time and after we gave him the bid, he said that they are quitting making the 500 Honda side-by-side. They're making a 550 now. So he thought he could get some, but he didn't. So I said, all right, get the 550s. Well, they still haven't come. And last week they were supposed to have been done. And I called him, and he says his rep said they will not be shipped until the 25th of April. I said, that's not going to work for us. I would get him a little bit hot on the collar with him. And I told him, I said, what have you got over there that we can use? Here's the thing. A lot of people have side-by-side. A lot of people have four-wheelers. But they're all belt-driven. Honda makes a transmission, puts a transmission in theirs. But the trouble with the belt is you get in the water, which we're always in the water, then the belt starts slipping and you have a problem. With the transmission, you don't have that problem. And so that's why we've stuck with Hondas all these years. So I went to Vernal. I seen 3 dealers over there. They didn't have only one here and one there. They couldn't get them. They didn't know if they could get them at such and such a time. And I said, I need them. I called back over and talked to him. He said he had 3 4-wheelers that the old Rubicons like we used to use, but they're also they're 550s now instead of 500s. And they're just a little bit bigger. But he had 3 of them. And I told him, I said, all right. He told me that he would have them ready on Thursday. He called me this morning and they're ready to pick up. So we need to go pick them up tomorrow. But I just get the feeling that I'm getting the runaround over there. And this fall, when we go looking, I'm going to go to Salt Lake. I'm going to go to several other places to see what I can find. Those guys, Rocky Mountain ATV is the biggest ATV in the state. And they have offices. They have places in Provo or in Payson. They have places in St. George, several other different places.
Isn't there one in Heber?
Huh? Carl Malone and Heber.
So they're just lending you these machines till they...
They're not lending us nothing.
They're making you rent them?
No, we're not renting them.
These are the ones you're getting.
We're going to get 3 4-wheelers. They're not side-by-sides. They're 4-wheelers.
And you're paying the...
And they're costing us as much or more than the other ones.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not, because everything's good. I mean, I went over and looked at the others. They're as cheap or cheaper than Can-Am or any other stuff. I checked the price on all of them.
So they're charging you for the same price for a 500 for a side-by-side.
Well, what's the charge the bid on the 500s, with the bid that he gave us, but he told me when they quit making that, he said that it was going up, I think it was about $400 or $500. And for the 500, or for the 550. And that's what the roof is on, the 550. They're built on the same chassis. But he did have the roof on.
And you're picking them up tomorrow?
Yeah, we're going to pick them up tomorrow. And I do have two other girls that come in and apply for jobs, and I told them I hired them, but they won't be out of school, so I can't use them when they're out of school. So, if you know of anybody else that might be interested in setting them up.
Have you considered talking to...
Pardon?
Have you considered talking to Leo and see if any of the Thompson household guys...
I haven't talked to them, though.
That's a good idea.
Because they might be... You just have to watch them with the chemicals.
With the chemicals.
No, I shouldn't say that.
I know Leo real well, but I haven't even thought about that.
Because Kim Hardy used some of them, you know, and that. So I just wonder if you, what, you know, I know a lot of these tire shops around and that. I think they have them, you know, use them, you know, them guys. If you had to, they're.
I've seen a lot of them. They seem to be pretty good. I mean, it looks like they're getting their life straightened out, hopefully.
Well, they are, and they have, and that, and guys that use them, you know, and that, you know, they're pretty good help, you know. The only problem is they might not have driver's license.
They gotta have a driver's license.
You know, but I don't know.
I'll talk to Leo and see what he's got.
Yeah, well, I...
They might have the driver's license suspended. That's why they're up there.
Well... There's reasons they're there.
I know a lot of them.
But it's, you ask, and I'm just saying, a suggestion you might could look into.
Yeah.
I know.
So we need a motion on the minutes.
I make a motion to accept the minutes as read.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Tables, please. Some of them guys, that's their last chance.
It is.
If they mess up there, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay, payables.
Yeah, I deal with them up every day.
Are you still up there?
Yep. Well, at Sunday.
Well, yeah.
You ready for the payables?
Yes, sir, yep. Please.
Kimball Midwest, supply $343.65. Tony Sweat, $200. Alan Hatham, $200. Dustin White, $200. Glenn Jessen, $200. Gateway payroll, $5,210.11. Rachel Richens payroll, $275.61. Gerald Larson payroll, $1,529.94. Moon Lake Electricity, $244.34. PEHB for life insurance, $25.23. On April the 8th, 2025, Zions Bank Visa for supply, $700.94. Strata Networks for fax, internet, landline, and cellular phone, $286.50. Gerald Larson for payroll on the 4th, the 14th, $1,529.94. Enbridge for natural gas, $998.41. The ones that were approved, the ones that we looked at tonight, ACOCA Miles, $450. CarQuest for parts and supplies, $286.14. Brasiers, Duluth and Oil, $7,898.40. All-Star Electric for overhead light, $229.45. Utah Oklahoma Trust for Workman's Comp, $105.21. Roosevelt City for water and sewer, $37.75. K&K Sanitation Garbage, $85. For a total of $21,036.61.
I'll make a motion that we accept the payables as presented.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. financial statement.
Financial statement, public treasurer's investment fund, the PTIF. The balance board was $846,590.78. Got a deposit from Michigan County Treasurer for $2,452.50. We earned interest at 4.4856% of $3,233.99. The ending balance in that account, $852,277.27. The Mountain American Credit Union, the savings account, $3,727.92. We earned 16 cents interest, $3,728.08. The ending balance. The checking accounts balance forward was $97,269.17. State retirement, $1,112.66. Withheld twice. IRS withdrawal, $438.06. We had 24 checks cleared. The bank to pay bills, $18,535.47. Ending balance of $76,070.32. All money in the accounts with mosquito paper, $932,075.67.
Motion on the financial statement, please.
I'll make a motion. We accept the financials as presented.
No second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any other business?
You up?
I say, is there any other business?
I think I filled in on what.
Besides the information on the four wheeler.
And then you said you had a couple employees coming after school.
Pardon?
And then you said you had a couple employees coming after.
I have a couple of girls that come in and apply. They come in, I give an application, come back and talk to them, explain to them what the job was, and they said they were really interested. So. Anyway, I told them I'd hire them, but I can't hire them until they're out of school.
Right.
They don't graduate until the 25th. Not graduate, they don't get out of school until the 25th.
Right.
So I've got to that. Carmen, she said she's coming back, but she's still in school too, and so that's going to be a problem. We have had some calls about mosquitoes, but the problem is, by the time we go out and spray at night, so we protect the bees, it's 50 degrees, or starting downward, and it's too cool to spray. And you can't do it. And the other thing is, a couple of days after they call, it winter turned, it's the winter again, and I just said, that'll take care of it for a while. He said, well, they're getting real bad over here. I said, I understand that. But I don't have no employees. I said, the only thing I do, and I talked to Rachel, and Rachel's the one who usually sets our traps, and I talked to her, and she said she would go out and set some traps, and Gerald and I go out and pick them up in the morning, we check, see what we're getting, what's causing the problem. A lot of times, it's gnats. The Lepidopterinops is starting by, it gets warm over here, they hatch out of the sand and out in the cedars, and there's nothing you can do about them. You can spray them point blank, and it wouldn't kill them. Because they're just hardy little buggers, but you can take skin so soft, Avon bath oil, and rub behind your ears all over you, and keep the gnats off you. It doesn't for mosquitoes, but it does wonders for gnats, and it smells good. that's what's going on. So I don't have anything else, Charlie.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Hey, that's right.
I have it.
Oh, you can make it.
Tracy, and then you second?
Second it.
So did you go over to Corey and
see you what?
Did you go to Corey and see what he had there for side by sides? Okay, I'm just curious.
Oh, wow.
Kubota.
Oh, Kubota, no.
And I
yes,